For me, this is the core teaching of Kadam Dharma, straight from the Kadam emanation scripture, through the mouth, through the mind of our venerable spiritual guide. This is not, we can't understand this quickly. Read, memorize, take to heart, contemplate again and again and again. Gradually, gradually, we get some understanding. We should know that we are thinking, I, day and night, even during sleep. Because of this, we perceive an I as ourself. Can you figure that sentence? Because of this, we perceive an I as ourself. This way of identifying ourselves is wrong because the I that we normally see does not exist. Through this, we can understand how we are identifying ourselves mistakenly all the time. The Venerable Geshe is always saying, look, you can check this stuff in your own experience. There's nothing Buddha taught that we can't check in our own experience, one way or another. So let's think. Go through it. Watch yourself. When you think I, when you think me, what appears to your mind? We're so used to doing this, and we just get this like vividly appearing eye standing there all on its own, floating in space, existing entirely from its own side. But think a little bit more deeply. When you think I, when you think me, what appears to your mind? What is the basis for you thinking I? This is the question. What is the basis for thinking I? Something must appear, and I think I. Something must appear, I think me. Something must appear, I think mine. What appears? What appears when we think I, when we think mine, is called the basis of imputation. I know, ridiculous phrase, because it's like sounds like really technical, sounds scientific and so forth, but it just means the basis. My basis of imputation is my basis for thinking I. Basis of imputation is what appears to my mind when I think I. That's what a basis means. So imputation just means because I is just imputed by the mind, just projected. It's a basis of projection. What is the basis for projecting, for thinking I? What is the basis for thinking I? What appears? So now Geshe uses an example of a practitioner called John, any John, and anybody else. But he uses this example, practitioner called John. And then we understand what goes on there, and then we transfer that to ourselves and see, understand how we develop I on the basis of, upon a certain basis of imputation, what the consequences of that are, and what to do about it. So, let's have a look at John. For example, suppose a practitioner called John, through perceiving his body and mind, which are his basis of imputation, through perceiving his body or mind, which are his basis of imputation, spontaneously thinks, I am John. That this is for a living being, a basis of imputation is your body or mind. There appears a body or part of your body, mind, part of your mind. And on the basis of that, you think I. That's the basis for thinking I. Please see yourself doing that. Please train and train and train in watching your mind until you can see that's how it works. I think I, in dependence upon a basis, something appearing to my mind. So for John, through perceiving his body or mind, which are his basis of imputation, spontaneously thinks, I am John. If you don't have a basis for imputation, the thought I won't arise, impossible. Now, this is so radical, and it's going to lead us to some very beautiful practices and conclusions for the remainder of this course. This is how it's done. This is how we create our new self, how we create our new future. Welcome. Geshe-la says, because his basis of imputation, his body and mind are contaminated by the inner poison of delusions, his recognition of himself as John will cause him to experience suffering continuously. This is so profound. It's such beautiful. Who has this kind of wisdom, insight? So I identify myself. I think, but upon what basis? Well, the body and mind, body or mind that I normally see, which is a contaminated object, pervaded by delusions, impure object. Upon that basis, I think I look at an impure object and think I. Because his basis of imputation, his body and mind, are contaminated by the inner poison of delusions, his recognition of himself as John will cause him to experience suffering continually. If John does not wish... Okay, so this is a sentence I think we should all write down in our brief essential instruction. Find your own words, by all means, but pin this one above your bed. Read it before you go to sleep, and read it when you get up. If John does not wish to experience suffering, he needs to change his basis of imputation. Couldn't be clearer. This is the future, the way to the future. If John does not wish to experience suffering, he needs to change his basis of imputation from his contaminated body and mind to an uncontaminated body and mind. Contaminated means arisen from delusion, projected by deluded mind, pervaded by delusion. It's like almost like it's the nature of delusion. It's contaminated. I look at this contaminated, impure body, impure mind, and think I need to stop that. I need to stop thinking I on the basis of a contaminated, impure body and mind. I need to generate a pure body and mind. And when that appears, think I. Change. Basis of imputation. So, he needs to change his basis of imputation from contaminated body and mind to an uncontaminated body and mind, such as the body and mind of Haruka, Vajrayogini, or any other guru deities. So this is how I'm going to stop being ordinary. This is how I'm going to stop being impure, by creating a new basis for imputing I. This is the whole essence of Buddhist Tantra teachings. Create a new basis of imputation. Observe that basis and think, it's called divine pride. This is not only for John, but for everyone. Okay, so maybe this is the sentence to remember. Anyone who does not wish to experience suffering needs to change their basis of imputation. Anyone who does not wish to experience suffering needs to change their basis of imputation. You go to the doctor, you go to the psychiatrist, say, God, you know, I'm in a mess. What shall I do? Who do you know who said, well, you need to change your basis of imputation. That's your problem. It's such wisdom. It's so deep from the Buddha doctor.